This is Politics Up Close here on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. For Utah Democrats to win votes, they undoubtedly have to get many of them from members of the state's dominant faith, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But that's not always easy, particularly if the party is perceived as too liberal for the faith's conservative moral values. Hoping to change that, the Utah Democratic Party has formed an official caucus, LDS Dems. How will this group appeal to Mormon voters, and what exactly will it do to recruit them? Joining me in the studio now is the vice chair of LDS Dems, Crystal Young Otterstrom. And Crystal, it's great to have you.
It's great to be here.
Listeners, give us a call this morning to be on the air. What prevents more LDS Utahns from voting Democratic? And what do you think it would take for Democrats to win more votes among the most Mormon areas of the state? We're at 801-355-TALK, 801-355-8255. Crystal, tell me about your history in the party. Have you always been a Democrat, and how did you feel that the party aligned with your faith?
Well, I definitely agree with the sentiment of Senator Reid that I'm a Mormon because I'm a Democrat because I'm Mormon and not despite of it. But I actually was raised by Republicans. They're wonderful parents, wonderful Republicans, and they ironically are kind of liberal on some issues. They're very pro the environment. They're very pro racial equality and things like that. But I started realizing when I was a freshman at Brigham Young University, I'm an alumna, that, you know, my political beliefs and my religious beliefs weren't really that in line for me as a Republican. You know, I try to be open-minded enough that I can totally appreciate why people are Republican and Mormon, but for me, it makes absolute sense to be a Democrat and LDS. And I think that's because of our care about the poor, how we really just think there should be no poor among us. We need to take care of them. We need to share our wealth with them in order to eradicate that. There is also strong scriptural support for being great stewards of the earth, of taking care of, you know, there's a scripture in Revelations where it says, hurt not the earth, nor the trees, nor the air. There's even some great quotes by President Benson, of all people, saying we shouldn't pollute the earth. So that's our task here as LDS Dems, is to show people where it aligns, because I do meet far too many people who say, well, you shouldn't be able to have a temple recommend because you're a Democrat. And I
do they I, do they really say that that
they
far?
They really do say that. It's certainly uncomfortable for us. But as we've gotten started in this effort, it's amazing how many people we've heard from who just think, man, I thought I was the only Mormon Democrat out there. But really, there are thousands. And we are hearing from people all across the country, all across the world, who are just really excited about what we're doing, believe in what we're doing, and are just thrilled to help us out.
And so talk about the specifics of this campaign. Is it an advertising thing primarily, or is it about a meeting? How are you conducting this?
We're going through a number of venues. We are certainly putting together some advertising. It really starts one-on-one, person-to-person, discussion after discussion. And so we're trying to give our members the tools to be able to talk about it. And like the Democratic Party itself, we're a big tent. And one of the things we're trying to show is the variety of Democratic opinion out there. So many people think they have to stand in line with XYZ in order to be Democrats. And certainly the Republican Party is a little bit more, you know, one way on a lot of things. But in Democrats, you know, some of us define being pro the environment in different ways. Some of us define equality in different ways. And we have a variety of stands on social issues. There are pro-choice and pro-gay marriage, active believing Mormons, and there who are Democrats, and there are also Democrats who don't believe in gay marriage and who don't support abortion. So, and we, as LDS Dems, we don't take positions on those issues. We allow our members to feel welcome wherever they stand on that spectrum.
And Crystal, I remember back in 2008 during that election, which was pretty successful for Utah Democrats, under former Chairman Wayne Holland, the party had an advertising campaign where elected officials talked about their beliefs and mentioned that they were Mormon. So how do you think LDS Dems might be more successful than past efforts to recruit Mormon voters? Because, you know, clearly the party knows, has known for a long time, that it does need to get votes from the Mormon community.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things we hear from people who are joining our efforts is that they wanted to get involved in the Democratic Party, but they didn't know where they belonged. They didn't know where they fit in. They weren't sure if they could get along with some people versus others. And so by creating this space for them, this room for them in LDS Dems, we're already finding a space where they feel more comfortable, where they feel like they can contribute, feel like they can belong. And it really just starts by, you know, when I remember first thinking maybe I'm a Democrat and just really being a little afraid of that idea because I had such a negative idea of what being a Democrat was. And you do feel very isolated. You do feel very alone. And so it really helps to be surrounded by people like you. And we are already finding very recent Republicans who want to join us who were just so turned off by redistricting, by all the shenanigans that went on with that. That actually was the week that all finally resolved itself. That was our second highest sign up week, because so many and all the signups that week, people were saying we just need more balance in Utah.
We're talking with Crystal Young Otterstrom. She is the vice chair of the LDS Dems Caucus, newly formed initiative of the Utah Democratic Party. You can join us on the air with your questions and comments at 801-355-TALK, 801-355-8255. And Crystal, back during that 2008 campaign I mentioned, I remember some people being a little critical and saying, well, it appears that the Democrats are trying to pander to Mormon voters and saying, you know, you should vote Democrat because you're a Mormon, in the same way that Republicans in the past have said you should vote Republican because you're Mormon. Do you worry that this might be perceived as a divisive thing and as, you know, pandering to a particular group at all?
Well, no. And I think most people's biggest fear is that we would be an overly conservative voice, maybe, in the party. And as I just stated, you know, LDI's Democrat opinion in particular is really quite broad. And so people don't need to be afraid of that influence. But we really need to be accepting of the variety of opinion that is Democratness. And we really need to live up to our tolerance ideal that we have and be open to other people's opinions and other people's thoughts that may differ from our own and acknowledge where that decision making comes from. But, you know, we all have to wake up. If we don't reach out to LDS voters, we're always going to remain this super minority that we are. But if we reach out in a smart way, if we really educate people on the importance of Democrat values, if we actually educate people on what Democrat values really are, they'll see that they line up and they'll see, oh, maybe this is a great thing. This is where I belong. And it will make a lot of sense to voters and to our fellow Democrats. And it certainly isn't any kind of, you know, pandering one way or the other. You know, as LDS Dems, we're not saying to be a good Latter-day Saint, you have to be a good Democrat, you know, and right. There are far too many Republicans who say the opposite. But we're saying is you should take a look at us. You should see maybe you agree with us, maybe you don't, but we are doing really good things for humanity.
Crystal, your new party chairman, Jim DeBacchus, who's been on this program several times recently, has been very aggressive as of late in criticizing Republicans and calling them out on issues like redistricting that you mentioned. You know, obviously, this could be a touchy question, but do you worry that his aggressive style might turn off some LDS voters, that they might say, well, you know, maybe I agree with the Democratic values, but this is too harsh. It's too much.
You know, we exist because of Jim DeBacchus. There are many people within the party, including myself, who have begged for an LDS caucus for a long time. And it was Jim DeBacchus, ironically our first openly Greek chair of the Democratic Party, who got us all in a room and said, I want you guys to exist. I'm not going to say whether or not you be a caucus or a club. You guys decide that among yourselves. But he got us all together and he got us going, and he's the reason we exist. And, you know, Jim, Mormon voters do often tend to shy away from negative tactics, and they do tend to shy away from over attacking. But when it comes to things that are overtly wrong, I think that's when they really respond. And we found during redistricting, we weren't hearing from a lot of voters that they were saying we were going after them too hard because they agreed. I mean, it was so obvious, the closed door meetings, maps coming out that have never been vetted. It was all behind the doors. It was all backroom deals. And that's kind of every Mormon's biggest fear, is that whole secret combination thing. And I don't think it worked against us at all.
And finally, Crystal, you were talking about, you know, there being political diversity within this group. There's not a rigid, you have to believe this or you have to believe that. So do you think that in order to recruit LDS voters, for example, perhaps the most tricky issues are same-sex marriage, for example, and convincing them that, you know, the LDS Church doesn't believe in same-sex marriage, and perhaps the LDS Dems caucus has a lot of members who don't as well. How do you do that and yet still maintain your identity as Democrats when there are so many within the party who really do believe that same-sex marriage should be a leading cause of the party?
I certainly wish it was myself sometimes, but I mean, the truth is, among Democrats who aren't LDS, there is a diversity of opinion there as well. You know, there is no litmus test to be a Democrat on that issue. But one of the things we're doing as LDS Dems is we're acknowledging that spectrum of opinion. And so we are showing this is how you can be a good Mormon and a good Democrat and think you're pro-gay marriage. This is how you can think if you're only pro-civil unions. This is how you can think if you think neither of those should happen. Because we really want to show that they can think those things and neither of those people have to be wrong or right. It doesn't always have to be so black and white in politics. And that's what we're trying to acknowledge as a caucus, is that spectrum of opinion.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. My guest has been Crystal Young Otterstrom, who is the vice chair of the newly formed LDS Dems Caucus of the Utah Democratic Party. Crystal, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
I'm Jeff Robinson, and we'll be right back with more Politics Up Close.